Okay, Ryan Speltz here with an impromptu podcast session. Yesterday, I had a chance to talk to a fairly new business owner, and she was very frustrated. She had paid some money to have a website built. She had done some other things to try and get her name out, but it wasn't working. And so I thought I'd use this opportunity to kind of teach, in case you're in the same position, and teach what steps need to be taken in order to get your business noticed. And so here's a story. She has a business. That business is targeted towards companies that need a, need help, need an assistant, possibly a virtual assistant. I'm not going to name names, but, you know, a virtual assistant, or somebody who could do a specific task. Okay. And so she, had gone to some local networking groups. She had paid a web developer to make her a very simple website for $650. And to her, that was a lot of money. And so she felt like because she had had this website made, she should have some, you know, some business by now. Like it should have paid off, right? There should be somebody who has found it and that, would do business with her because of that. And so what I explained to her is I said, well, you have to understand if you have a website and that website, isn't known by people. If they know your name, of course, they could search your name and look you up, but nobody really knows it. It's like having brochures made and you take those brochures and you set them on the desk at your office. Nobody's going to see those brochures, right? Unless you got people walking into your office to see them. So you got to go hand those brochures out or business cards or whatever it is. Same thing with a website. Nobody's going to find your website unless you put it out there somehow. So you have to advertise it. You have to talk to people about it. Tell them what, you know, the site is, tell them what you do, give them a reason to visit it. Now that could happen through a multitude of ways, but one of those ways is networking. If the networking group you're going to matches the profile of who would do the best, who would work best with you. And so in her case, I was like, you have to have a company that's big enough that they could afford to pay someone $40 an hour for the specialty that you have or whatever the rate is. You know, you've got to talk to companies that are in that position. And if you go to a networking group and most of them are brand new businesses, just like yourself, that's not the right networking group unless they have connections to companies of that size that could do business with you. So that's step one. You've got to find areas where you can do that. And you can do that through Google SEO. You could do that through paid Google ads. Those are low hanging fruit. People who are already searching for your expertise, if there's search volume available. So let's say you do some research and you find that on an average month in your state, there's 100 searches for your particular expertise. That's not very many, especially if there's competitors. And but let's say it's 1,000 or 300 or something like that. So you've got to know, is there search volume? If there's search volume, then running some search ads that are targeted towards those keywords, and then doing SEO so that eventually you'll rank organically towards the top of the search results for those keywords that people are going to look for that match your business style. The second thing you could do is then run some discovery ads. So search is kind of like active search, right? That's where people know what they want and they're coming in looking for it. It's low-hanging fruit. Well, discovery ads are something that people could go to try and that they're maybe not looking for anything. They're just being entertained. Maybe it's social media or watching a show or, reading a magazine or going to a website, and they see an ad for something that really sparks their interest or casually sparks their interest and creates the desire to learn more about it. And then they get involved in it. That is discovery or passive discovery. So if you have something that's unique, that's, you know, different, then you want to use imagery and video and different things that grab attention and say, hey, you should pay attention to this. This would match, you know, your interests or might be relevant to you based on your situation. And then you got to show whatever that is to a lot of people. It's not like there's so much out there. There's so much noise and, you know, companies are advertising more than ever before, which is great for marketing companies, but it makes it hard for other companies to be noticed. So you've got to focus on creative, but you also need to make sure you're hitting the right cues. After you have created your website, now you've got to tell people about it. So in her case, I was like, you need to get your services in front of companies that would match what you need. She happened to work with women-owned businesses, and she happened to be focusing on helping them get grants. And I was like, well, if I were you, I would take results of what you've done before with other companies, and I would put them in an email, and I would find women-owned businesses, maybe through your local chamber, find, you know, find a list of women-owned businesses and just email them and say, hey, here, you know, here's what I have done before in the past. Here's some proof of what I could do, and I could do the same thing for you. I'd love to talk to you about being able to get you some free money. It's grants. You don't have to pay it back. Now, email is very passive. I'm actually a sales guy. So for me, I would find those women-owned businesses and I'd either call them on the phone or I'd go visit them in person. Some way you could make a mailer, you could send something to them through the mail, you could try to target them on social media. There's a lot of different options to outreach to people, but you do have to go out and hand out the brochures, if you will. You have to go out and say, hey, look at me. Here's my service. Here's my product. It's unique and you should use it. So once you make your website, it's just a brochure on the website, on the internet. It's not a, it's not going to be found very often by people unless you get lucky on SEO and there's just not a lot of competition, which is not super common. So, most of the time you have to fight for those positions and places. So if you are new in business and you're trying to figure out how to get in front of people, yes, a website is important. You need to have a website. You need to have a way for people to read about you, learn about you. And if it's e-commerce, of course, a place to buy your product, but you really need to focus on shouting from the rooftops and letting people know, hey, I'm available. Now, in another video in the near future, I'm going to talk about the sales funnel. But if you think about a sales funnel, a funnel in general, it has a wide opening at the top and it tapers down until it becomes a very small, you know, funnel at the very bottom or exit. Well, in your business, you want to take a very large people group of people at the top. Let's say they're homeowners and you want to say, okay, here's all the homeowners and here's the homeowners that are interested in this product or service. Here's the homeowners that are drawn to this kind of imagery. And here's the homeowners that really could use our product or our service because they match it. And then you take that group and you try to give them some sort of a convincing argument that this product or this service is what they need. And then a certain, you know, percentage of those are going to become clients. That's how you work on a sales funnel. So you can get more and more efficient with your sales funnel and do all of that to make things better. But somehow you have to be able to talk to a lot of people at the top. If it's homeowners, then you got to find a way to talk to all the homeowners in an area and use that as a marketing tool. So I recommend spending time on thinking through, what do you want your brochure to be? That's your website. That's great. But how are you going to get it seen? How are you going to hand out those flyers and get more and more people to know who you are and what you do? And then how do you make sure you're talking to the right people? As I always say, define your who, define your why. It's not your why, it's your who's why, right? Define your who are they, who are your target customers, and why would they work with you? Once you've done that, then you have a good tool. She was thinking, I need to rebrand, I need a new website, I need all those things. And I told her, no, you don't need to do any of those things, possibly down the road. But right now you got to prove the concept that there's enough people out there that want what you have, that you have a business. And then you come to someone like me and you pay for mass marketing, right? We can reach hundreds of whoever it is that you're talking to, thousands, just depending on what you're trying to target. But we can help you with that, but it's expensive. And until you've proven that you can make sales to a few people, you don't want to spend money on advertising that. You want to make sure you're putting your money towards and your time and effort towards finding people who are interested and who will pay you money for your service. If they're not going to pay you, you really don't have a product until you figure out how to sell it and how to get people to buy it. So anyway, start from there. RyanSpeltz.com if you want to follow along. Also ConnectionMediaCo.com. That's our marketing company. We can help with outreach if you're ready to start moving out. You know you have something sellable and you just want to get it out to more people. Visit us there. Plus you can follow my blog and follow along with all the things that we do at Connection Media. This is Ryan Speltz and we'll talk to you next time.